Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, episode 25. My name is Philip Carey, and I'm a fourth grade teacher at Oakhurst STEAM Academy. Today, we're going to talk about empowering your students with the learner profiles. Most teachers have the gut feeling that standardized tests just can't assess every skill that students need to learn in order to have a successful life. In North Carolina's fourth grade classrooms, we test math and reading at the end of each year. But these notorious tested subjects might have to make room for what some call the soft skills, such as work ethic, communication skills, and problem-solving skills. Can you imagine someone entering the workforce who is able to solve multi-step, multi-digit word problems, or interpret the author's purpose from a poetry passage, but they aren't able to complete a project from start to finish, think independently and creatively, or even collaborate successfully with others? In a survey given by the Pew Research Center, communication skills were overwhelmingly said to be the most important skill for students to graduate with, rating higher than math, reading, and even science. I used to constantly worry about how my students would survive in the real world, but the combination of personalized learning and intentional instruction around the learner profile cards the district provided just might be the answer we've been looking for. This is my first year using the personalized learning model in my classroom, and I still get goosebumps thinking about the maturity I've seen my students develop. You know, we all want to see students who are intrinsically motivated. We all want to see students who communicate new and creative ideas with each other in a mature way. We are all tired, on the other hand, of seeing students asking millions of questions when we're trying to conference with another student or teach a small group lesson. I have to shout out the rest of my fourth grade team at Oakhurst because we are all doing fantastic work around developing soft skills in our students. I have seen incredible growth in these areas due to our intentional use of the learner profiles given by the district. Hear me out, teachers, because I believe those cards with the clever icons and nifty buzzwords you might hear from a Silicon Valley CEO can make a huge difference in all of our classrooms. I'm sure there are many different ways we could use the cards, and if you're anything like me, they collected dust for the first month or so, while all of the other duties and routines were established. I think that's a key here, routines. Students respond well to predictable routines that take a lot of the confusion out of learning new things. So I made the learner profiles into a routine. I will explain the way I taught new profile terms and also the way I made those terms more ubiquitous in the classroom. We all know that these cards use vocabulary our kids might not already know. So when I said, "We need to learn how to be entrepreneurs," I definitely got a lot of blank stares. You know, the kind of blank stares that happen when I first start talking about decimal place value. And I think that's another key here. Students need to learn how to be a good learner, this reflection and metacognition piece, in much the same way as they need to be taught new grade level content. So my class and I would focus on one or two cards at a time, chunking the traits that would make them all-star students. We started with self-directed learner, because I knew that their personalized learning journeys would require a lot more independence than had been required of them in years prior. I remember reading the card to my students and seeing them start to sit up a little more straight and look really proud of themselves as they heard the description. The card read, "I manage my goals and time, am able to work independently, and take initiative to advance my skill levels. I am committed to learning as a lifelong process. I take pride in my work." After reading the card and explaining any parts of it that seemed confusing, we had a great class discussion about different ways we might be able to show that we are self-directed learners and why that could be important. That's how I introduced all of the new cards to my students. But there was also a lot of work on the back end to reinforce those new character traits they were trying to embody. So check out these examples of ways that you can infuse your classroom with some learner profile language to reinforce these skills. So when your students are about to start an open-ended project or assignment that you know will freak some of them out, point to the academic risk takers card and say, "This is going to be a challenge. Do your best. Even if you make a mistake, it will be an awesome learning experience for you." Before you have your students turn in talk about how they solved a math problem, remind them of the effective communicator card. Give them an extra 20 seconds to think about what they will say so that they can make sure they are getting their point across to their classmates. When you are working with a small group, say, "I see a class of self-directed learners. I love that you are independent enough that I can work with a small group and also know that you are getting your own work done." If you have technology issues and your students don't have access to Google Classroom, what a nightmare that would be, you could mention how flexible and adaptable they were being. Repetitively using these phrases might seem mind-numbing to an adult, but in fact, it gave us a shared vocabulary as a class that was grounded in the colorful cards and descriptions we already reviewed. Now, I find that we typically stick with the same two cards and reinforce those for 2 to 4 weeks, but your mileage may vary on that. I also like to keep my students in the loop and let them take ownership over when we change the cards. I do this by simply asking them if they feel that they have mastered the skill yet. They always answer honestly, and many times I've heard them come to the consensus that they feel like they need to practice the trait more before moving on to a new one. There were other things that helped to cement these skills in my students. During our community meetings in the morning, at least once a week, we do community shoutouts based on the cards we are currently focusing on. I might shout out a student or two just to model for the class, you know, something like, "I really want to shout out Susie right now. She finished 2 playlists in the time that it usually takes her to finish one. She's been really self-directed lately." But beyond the teacher shouting students out, I find that it's way more meaningful when students shout each other out. It has built a community where it's actually desirable to be hardworking. It's desirable to be a dedicated student, and it's desirable to be serious about learning. They want their classmates to notice them. Now, in my previous years of teaching, I've had some small successes with instilling this kind of mature mindset in my students, but now I feel like I have a formula that I can replicate next year, and that is a really good feeling. As teachers, we rely on methods like these that work so that we can put our attention to the other 100 tasks that we need to accomplish. Now, in case I haven't utterly blown your mind with my own ideas, I want you to hear a personal account from a 4th grade student in my classroom.
So when the card self-directed learner, like if you're not giving your lack, like if you're having a lack of effort and you look at that card, you read it, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm not doing a great job. I'm giving not my best effort. I'm lacking." So then what you need to do is that you need to, like, think about, if I keep doing this, am I going to have a great job or a great college? Am I going to have a good life? Maybe get kids or something, get married? Or do I keep doing this and not have a great job, not have kids, not being crazy all the time? So what you need to focus on your work, because you are in charge of your own life and you are in charge of your education. So take charge and don't slack off.
Pretty awesome stuff. Hopefully this method of using the learner profile cards can also give you a framework for helping your students master the soft skills. They might prove to be the most important skills your students will ever learn from you. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week, and we look forward to learning more with you next week.
I'm ready to take a risk. When I come out, I got knowledge. I take my power down to college. I said, hey, give me a diploma. I'm ready to get me a degree. Oh, man, yippee. I got me a job. I got me the money. Oh, let me fly. Got that money shower, y'all.